America weekend.
I'm a joker, I'm a smoker, I'm a midnight toker.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge.
I'm Christine Astolfo.
Do you consider yourself a good tipper?
I am.
Yeah, I think we've had this conversation before.
Because I used to be a bartender,
and
so
you understand.
I understand the, you know, the art of tipping.
Okay, so there are people you may be forgetting to tip because the average person thinks you just tip at a restaurant or a bar and that's it. Some people go in and tip for a cup of coffee when they go to Starbucks or Dunkin' Donuts, but there are specific people you are forgetting to tip.
Okay.
This from CheatSheet.com. The first one, your tattoo artist. Really? How much are you supposed to tip?
I tipped my tattoo artist.
It says here between 15 and 20% of the total tattoo cost is standard. Did you satisfy that?
I don't know. My tattoo cost $350 and I tipped him $60.
Okay. 10% would be $35. 20% would be 70. Wow,
okay.
You're at 18%.
So
look
I'm
at
like
you.
Right there.
You
okay.
were right there. So you were taking care of your tattoo artist.
Yeah.
Good for you.
I think that people typically would, though. I don't think that's someone that people forget.
Especially in that case. I mean, a tattoo artist is an artist. He's providing a service you cannot just get anywhere. You can't do yourself.
But I also think that you have to, you know, base it on your experience. If the end result is something that you actually
don't like,
are happy with or not, you know.
Wow. And when it comes to a tattoo,
you better be
happy.
If
you're not happy with it.
Well, I think that happens more often than not, but
you were happy.
I was.
All right, the next one, the airport shuttle bus driver. Really?
I've never
done that
ever.
I just want to get the hell out of the shuttle bus.
Right.
I've never seen anybody else do that. Think about that. The bus stops, everybody stands up, it's that tiny vanny type thing,
right?
And you're all trying to just get out. I've never seen anyone stop and tip the guy.
Is he pulling your luggage out of the bottom of the bus or like
normally
that type
not.
Of thing? No, right?
Shuttle bus means he's just taking
he's just,
you from the rental car or the
right,
parking area
right.
to the terminal.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever given that person a tip.
It's the bus driver who takes you from the long-term parking lot, again, reading from the story, to the terminal or from the airport to the hotel, blah, 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 would certainly appreciate a small tip, especially if he or she is handling your luggage. But they don't inherently do that, unless in other parts of the country they do.
Who knows?
I wouldn't do that.
No, me either.
It says here, a dollar or two is fine.
Oh, well.
What is the whole thing now with bags? Let's say the guy does touch your bags. What's the appropriate tip per bag? Isn't it like $5 a bag now?
Really?
I heard it went up.
What, the
It used
tipping?
To be two. Yes. There's SkyCap comes out, grabs your stuff. He puts it and he takes it off to the airline.
Okay.
What are you going to give that guy?
Wait a minute. You're supposed to tip that guy?
Yes. Yes, you are.
A break.
I know.
No, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
After you're charging me $25 just to put my bag on the plane, you're not getting a tip.
Exactly. And that's what's taken away from the tipping.
Give me a break.
Think about it. We went, 100 years since the Wright brothers figured this whole thing out, and then now you're supposed to pay so your baggage can go along with you, and you're going to tip the guy because he's picking up the bag you already paid for.
Here's what I don't even understand, too.
What?
And maybe you can explain this to me.
I'll
so
try.
You get a fine.
Yes.
If your bag is over 50 pounds.
Yes.
But the bag still goes on the plane.
Right.
So it's not like the plane can't handle the 50-pound bag. It's just a way for them to scam more money out
That's
of
exactly
you.
Exactly it. You know
right.
what's coming next. There'll be a charge for carry-on baggage as well.
Well.
That's going to happen.
That's crazy.
And you want to bring your laptop? Whoop, that's going to cost you as well. Whoop, you want to bring your tablet? That's going to cost you as well.
Yeah.
Housekeeping staff. By now, it seems most people should know it's a nice gesture to tip the people who clean your hotel room. Uh-oh.
Oh.
But perhaps because you rarely interact with them face-to-face, many people neglect to leave a gratuity for the maids in the hotel.
I think that if you're at a vacation where you're, like, there a week, and it's the same person every day making your bed and changing the towels and stuff.
Then you should.
Then you should. But if you're just staying someplace...
Well, overnight?
Overnight.
Okay. What's the difference? Now tell me where. One night, a week. Where in between does the tipping start? Really, a whole week? I'm thinking 3 nights.
Maybe 3 nights.
I'm thinking 3 nights because when we go away, we'll go away on a mini vacation, me and my family.
Yeah.
3 nights. The room gets a little messy.
Right.
You're going through a lot of towels. You're doing all this and all that.
Uh-huh.
And they're in there for 3 days to clean it for you.
I got to be honest with you, though. When I'm on vacation, I typically leave the do not disturb thing on the door so that they don't come in because I don't want them messing with my stuff.
Yes.
I don't care if my bed is not made.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
That's
I just don't want them in there when I'm not around.
we do a time limit. Let's say we go out in the morning and we come back and the room is still not made up. We don't want you in there because we want to rest and then get dressed and go to dinner.
Mm.
So what I end up being handed all the dirty towels, and off I am sent from the boss, my wife, downstairs to find the maid to get fresh towels. I hand them back the dirty towels. I bring back the clean towels.
Why can't you just call housekeeping?
Really? Can you do that at a mid-level hotel?
Your wife's trying to get rid of you for like 10, 15
Maybe
minutes.
Maybe she is. Because then picture me. Here I am walking around a hotel carrying 9 dirty towels, looking like some sort of lunatic at 12:30 in the afternoon, trying to find a... Hi, can I please have some clean towels? There's another reason to get my wife on the show.
We should have your wife on the show.
That's true. You know, I don't know how she's going to feel about that.
You should have her on.
An invaluable resource of comedy and information if we have my wife on the show one day.
I would love for that to be projected in your direction for once.
I've never had to deal with that, have I not? Hmm. Yeah. All right. So you're supposed to tip the housekeeper. Oh, here we go. On the other side, between $1 and $5 a night. Wait, $1 a night? Isn't that really insulting?
Well, I guess it depends. I guess it depends on what kind of hotel you're at.
Any hotel. $1? Okay, so you stay...
They're getting paid?
Not much. Is this like a minimum wage type thing, like it is when you're a waiter in a restaurant and you're living on your tips?
I don't know. Maybe.
Now, if my wife happened to work in a hotel and was a maid, then she'd be the perfect guest, because we need to get somebody on from the housekeeping industry. $1 a night. That seems
really... That does seem low.
Here, go buy a bag of Doritos on me. That's what that means.
But if you're in charge of 100 rooms and you're getting $1 a night, it's not like you're just in charge of one room.
But really, you're a woman cleaning 100 rooms a day?
I don't know if that's your job.
What, does she work 17 hours a day?
If your job is to make a bed, be the best bed maker you could be.
Yeah.
If that's where your life is going, be the best one.
That means you're cleaning 100 toilets a day. 100. How about spa staff? All right. People who frequently visit spas probably know it's considered polite to tip your massage therapist and other staff. But if spa treatments aren't a regular part of your routine, you may forget to include a gratuity when you indulge in a massage, wax, or facial.
This is where, for me, it gets a little bit annoying, because you spend so much money on the massage. Yes. Massages are typically between $80 and $150, depending on where you go.
Wow.
Okay. So you're spending all your money on the spa treatment or whatever, and then you feel obligated to come out, and they make it so that you don't forget, because when you're paying, the person will go, "You want the gratuity on the credit card?"
That's true.
Or the little
it's
envelopes,
implied. Right?
The little envelopes are right there.
Yeah.
And it's just like, all right, if you're going to force me to tip the person, don't charge me $150 then.
But I think that's rather forceful and strong-armed. Would you like it on the credit card? Should we just
put it
there?
They always ask. Always.
That's, you know... What if you were to say, no, I don't plan on leaving your gratuity? What kind of a look would you get then? You'd be asked not to come back to that same massage therapist.
Exactly. If you don't want to give a tip, you don't want to go back there
anyway.
What
if you didn't like it? What if you're getting up and all of a sudden you're sore? You know, she did something to your spine that isn't good for you.
Yeah. I actually had a bad experience at a spa once, and I called and I told the manager.
Really?
And she was like, "Well, we'll come back for a free massage." And I was like, "I'm never coming back to your establishment. I'm calling to see if I could get my money back."
Wow.
I said, "I'm calling you out of respect, not going on the internet and leaving you a bad review." Mm-hmm. I figured I would come straight to you and let you know about
my
experience.
You wanted restitution.
Good for you. I wanted restitution, and all she would offer me was to come back for a free massage. And I was like, "I will never be coming back there, and no one I know will ever be going to your establishment."
Wow. Look at that. Don't mess with Christina Staffo. I get more scared of you every single day. The final one is furniture delivery people. Giving between $5 and $10 to each person who carries items into your house. $10 to each person? Wait a minute. That's a nice gesture. That seems like a lot. Wow. All right. You know what? Movers. How much have you tipped movers in your recent experiences?
Okay. In my most recent move,
yes,
the person before they moved, there was three guys that came.
Right.
The guy that was in charge, as I'm signing my life away, you know, he goes, "It's really nice if we get a tip at the end." And I said to him, I said, "Okay, we'll see what my furniture looks like when we get to the destination."
Yeah.
And it turned out that they messed up a couple of my things.
Ooh.
And I had to wait for them to go through insurance and blah, blah, blah. They messed up a whole door frame. They were shoving the furniture through the door.
They damaged the house.
They damaged the door frame.
They damaged
the
house.
And then when we got new furniture delivered to the house, they messed up a light outside. There were cigarette butts on the porch. And there were marks, I guess they were using like a wagon or something.
Right. Skid marks.
You could see lines going all the way down the hallway. And it's just like, do you tip them then?
No. No.
Of course not.
And you point out why.
Right.
Look at my rug.
Right.
Look at my door frame.
Right.
Look at my piece of whatever that you damaged.
Right.
That's infuriating.
It's awful.
That is ridiculous.
If your life's work is moving furniture, then
You do that, but you know that that word is going to get around, and those guys survive on word of mouth business. Hey, do you know a good mover? You were asking around when you needed one.
That's right.
And you know, if someone says, "Oh, ABC Moving, they're terrific. Use them."
I would never. I would never recommend these people. And you know that they left. They left a piece of my dresser.
Yeah.
Like the part that attaches the dresser in the mirror.
Right.
They left it at my old condo. Please.
I feel so bad for you.
Oh, it's a hard knock life.
You'll never want to move again. See, your idea is that you'll never have to move again, right?
Well, we'll see about that.
Okay. Well, we'll leave that one
there. You never know.
You know what? When you get the big mansion in Bel Air.
You never know.
And you guys move in there, it's going to be this big, exciting time, and you'll be able to use more movers.
You know, maybe I will end up on the West Coast or, you know, someplace warm. Who knows?
Someplace warm. Look at that. All right. Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalecki.
I'm Christina Stoffo.
This is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new law that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-289-1668. That's 800-289-1668. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-289-1668.